Chattanooga's number one hit music station, Hits 96. I'm Jason Walker, and I walk out in the hall, and I see Randy Owen, who is the lead singer of the band Alabama, which is one of the, I mean, when you talk about for the country music industry, not just the country music industry, but for the South in general, one of the most definitive music groups, period. So he comes here and interviews. We have a country station down the hall, and I thought, you know what? It's about time that I got to talk to this guy, because he comes walking through the radio station all the time, but I've never gotten to talk to him, and I've listened to the band's work since I was 8, 9 years old.
Well, thank you.
And I'm a huge fan of your work, and I want to ask you just quickly, because you're walking around in our group of radio stations.
Sure.
What type of music do you listen to today? Like, for example, if I were to get in the car of Randy Owen, do you have Alabama cassettes on loop? I doubt it. Do you have any particular bands that you like now? And what do you think, like, you know, for example, things that are out now, like Justin Bieber and Ellie Goulding and Drake, the things that we play, are there any new artists that are out right now in top 40?
I listen to that Isbell boy from Alabama. Mostly I listen to songwriters, demos that they've cut for the very reason that I'm a huge fan of the creative process. So many of the great writers, the songs basically turn out to be just like your, I guess your hot thing's probably Adele, I'm not sure.
Adele is huge, absolutely huge right now.
But I can take her songs, I can sing them because they're that good. They're just great songs. And in her vocal range and her arrangements, they're Adele and it's a huge pop song. You go back to the days of Muscle Shoals when all the great R&B songs were cut there, Wilson Pickett and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the songs like Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, I mean, that could be done in any genre that you want to do it in. But it just happened to be that Percy did the song and it was a worldwide hit.
Well, you know, people ask, you know, but why would you interview Randy Owen on Hits 96? We're a top 40 station. The reason is 100% of the people listening right now know who you are. That vocal range is something that you own, and you have such a great range of ability with your voice. Is that something that you really had to work on when you were a kid and you were just coming up in the industry, or is that something that you feel like one of those talents and blessings that you were given?
It's a blessing. It's a huge blessing. I never felt like there was anything that was foreign to me. And then we worked on Tips in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, having to do everything from ZZ Top to, you know, the Doobie Brothers. Of course, I guess the Doobie Brothers are probably too old for y'all. I don't know. But anyway, the songs that at that time, you had to do all the stuff in order to make a living with Tips. It really wasn't even a living. It was just existence. But when we started being able to, you know, write and all that kind of stuff, all those influences, the beach music, all the songs that were popular at that time, obviously you listened to the radio. Because you know you really couldn't afford to buy all the records,
sure,
or the CDs or whatever, or 8-tracks or cassettes, whatever you want to call them. So you became accustomed to doing stuff just off the cuff that you'd heard on the radio, and so those riffs and those lines and those things became part of what would end up being something that felt totally in character for me to sing.
And it all influenced everything that we hear today. So when I play a Meghan Trainor song, when I play LMFAO, when I play Fallout Boy, that generation created all of those influences that enabled what we have today.
What's this kid from Memphis?
Elvis?
No. he's a pretty good kid. Justin Timberlake.
You're talking about Timberlake, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you that he can just sit down and sing a country song.
Well, he's doing that now.
I know, but he can just sit down with a guitar and sing, because I've heard him do it. But now then he can also do all this other stuff that I guess that helps him sell millions and millions of records.
But like you were saying in the hall, the very same thing has applied to you in country, Randy, because you have been able to cross over into top 40. You have released songs that sound very much they were produced for radio stations like this just simply, you know, 15, 20 years prior.
That's true. And it was because nothing seemed out of reach or out of place for us. We did what we thought was the way to do that particular song at that particular time. And so it just and our fans, like a lot of times we would come out and do an encore of Taking Care of Business with Bob Seger or something by the Doobie Brothers or just a whole bunch of the top 40 acts or whatever you want to call it, the rock acts or whatever, because we had played those songs and listened to them, you know, over the years, and I still could. I mean, you know, if we hadn't got lucky and had, you know, 43 number one songs ourselves.
I remember years ago when someone told me you really need to come down to June Jam in Fort Payne. And I thought, well, you know, I wasn't the biggest country fan at the time. And I thought, okay. So we, you know, got tickets and came down to June Jam. And I ended up going back for the next 2 years, because not only was it one of the best music experiences, from just, you knew the people who were there were not just there to see you, they were there for each other. It was like a family reunion. Oh, yeah. And it was one of the best musical experiences from a fan standpoint. You know, I hate to sound like, because so many people, so many of our artists walk through this studio, and I hate to sound like a Randy Owen Alabama fanboy, but the truth of the matter is, Randy, thank you, because you genuinely have entertained tens of millions of people. You've influenced hundreds of people in the industry. Like you said, 43 number one songs. On top of the fact that your band and the way that you guys handle yourself, the way that I can just walk up to you in the hallway of a radio station and say, hey, will you come in here and talk to me? And the fact that you grant me that.
Well, thank you.
This is really one of the favorite moments that I've ever had in 26 years of radio, getting to talk to Randy Owen. I'm genuinely thankful. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother.